Hebrews 8:8 through 13, we find the words, "Look, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a covenant with the house of Israel, and I will make a new covenant with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors on the day I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue to keep my covenant, and I lost interest in them, says the Lord. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will place my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. And each person won't ever need to teach a neighbor or their brother or sister, saying, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least important of them to the most important, because I will be lenient toward their unjust actions, and I won't remember their sins anymore." Friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I'd also like to read from Joshua 24, verses 14 through 17. "So now revere the Lord. Serve him honestly and faithfully. Put aside the gods that your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates in Egypt and serve the Lord. But if it seems wrong in your opinion to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Choose the gods whom your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live. But my family and I will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "God forbid that we ever leave the Lord to serve other gods. The Lord is our God. He is the one who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. He has done these mighty signs in our sight. He has protected us the whole way we've gone and in all the nations through which we've passed." Friends, this too is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Gracious Lord, I ask that you would just take me from the mix, that we would see Jesus, that the Holy Spirit would move among us, giving each of us something we need this day. Minister to our eyes, our ears, our hearts, that they would all be attuned to you. Not the words that come forth from here, but the words that come forth from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I've been wrestling for a while with how I deal with this day. Of what God would have me to say. Because this is not about me. This is about Jesus. And that Jesus be exalted. That God be glorified. And I pray that happens in my life. I pray that happens in each of your lives, that God will indeed bless and minister to each of you. The idea of the covenant has been something that I haven't been able to get away from, even though I really have no desire to do that. The whole idea of the covenant that was so abused throughout the time of Israel and the history, and all too often has been abused in the church, that so many times we have failed to keep our part of the agreement. We have failed to be the people that God has called us to be. Now, we sometimes say, well, I'm not as bad as so-and-so, or I'm not as bad as these people, or I'm not as bad as those people, as if God graded on a curve. Sorry, folks. That's not the case, is it? God calls us to keep covenant. Time and again, I kept coming back to Joshua. And I remember those last days. Now, we don't really know how long Joshua lived beyond this time. In the verses there, in that closing chapter of Joshua, it just says that after this he died. But when we go on into Judges, the second chapter, we find out that some time has passed. So we don't know how long Joshua lived in retirement before he went on to meet his eternal reward. We only know that he drew this line in the sand for Israel. This land in which, or this line in which he said, my family and I are going to serve God. No matter what the consequences, come what may, this is our decision, this is our commitment. God has my undivided loyalty. But before he came to that part, he had prepared Israel for what was coming next. In that he had told them that they needed to get rid of these other gods. They needed to get their focus on. They needed to get their hearts straight. They needed to have hearts and lives fully open to God and to God alone. And that all of these distractions, all of these convenient gods, you know, that you put in your hip pocket, and you, in case you get in trouble, you hope that it'll come through, or you try it on your own and you become your own God with this whole matter. If I just try hard enough, or if I'm good enough, or if I could only have this much money or this many things. Oh, we make gods of so much. Oh, if I could only have the prowess of a Troy, I'd be okay. If I could only have the strength,
of those pro wrestlers. Ah, that would be awesome, Lord. If I could have this, if I could have that.
And God reminds us that He is our everything. That's what He wants. Years ago, there was a song out, "You Are My Everything." And another song was written to that. You are my reason for living. You are the King of all kings. I long to be your possession, for you are my everything. You may have realized that it's the religious tone, the religious answer to the secular song. In our heritage, John Wesley was big on covenant, big on keeping covenant with God, of living as though each day could be our last, because we just don't know. We think we do. We think if we take care, if we do this or that or the other, it will be fine, but we don't know. Several years back, I was called by the funeral director. And as I talked with the friends of the man who had died, it seems he had been the caregiver for many years for his invalid wife. And he died first. Totally unexpected. Totally unprepared. We don't know, do we? We only know that we have this breath, this moment, this time. Friends, I have great confidence in God's provision. I do believe that God keeps His promises. He has promised to be with us, and you can take that to the bank. God has promised that if we will worship and serve Him, that we will have God's blessing. Oh, it doesn't mean we won't have it with difficult times and without problems and all of these things, but just the assurance that God is bigger than all our problems. God is greater than all our needs. God is able to do far abundantly above what we could even hope or think. Like Joshua, I'm asking you to renew your covenant as I renew mine with God, being assured that regardless of what you do, I intend to serve God with the rest of the life that God gives me. It is my prayer and my hope that that is your commitment as well. That you will strengthen Justin as he comes. That you will lift him in prayer. That you will be there for him, but even more, that you will be there for God. I snooped. I read his letter. I was impressed. I think you will be too. But even more, I am impressed with the God we serve, our covenant God. In your bulletin, there is an insert of John Wesley's covenant. I didn't take the whole thing. It was quite lengthy. The one that he wrote for the Methodist societies. But this is boiled down. And now, beloved, let us bind ourselves with willing bonds to our covenant God and take the yoke of Christ upon us. This taking of his yoke upon us means we are heartily content that he appoint us our place and work, and that he alone be our reward. Christ has many services to be done. Some are easy. Others are difficult. Some bring honor. Others bring reproach. Some are suitable to our natural inclinations and temporal interests. Others are contrary to both. In some we may please Christ and please ourselves. In others we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. Yet the power to do all these things is assuredly given us in Christ who strengthens us. Therefore, let us make the covenant of God our own. Let us engage our heart to the Lord and resolve in his strength never to go back. Being thus prepared, let us now, in sincere dependence on his grace and trusting in his promise, yield ourselves anew to him. Let us pray. O Lord God, Holy Father, who has called us through Christ to be partakers in this gracious covenant, we take upon ourselves with the yoke of obedience, and engage ourselves for love of thee, to seek and to do thy perfect will. We are no longer our own, but thine. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt. Rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed for thee, or laid aside for thee, exalted for thee, or brought low for thee. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thou art mine, and I am thine. So be it. And the covenant which I've made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. Gracious Lord, hear our covenant prayer. Receive our promise as we receive your promises. And as we bind ourselves anew to you and to one another. In Jesus' name.